Small businesses are the cornerstones of our local communities, and small business owners are hardworking and passionate people who are chasing down their ambitions while there's a lot on the line. So, let Verizon champion your small business dreams. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Verizon, well, they've got you back. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
So why do you want to learn a new language?
I'll tell you why. Because ¿dónde está el baño? Can be a very important question at times. You know, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. Fast track your language acquisition with immersive lessons designed to teach you to pick up languages in a natural way. I love the fact that I can go from my laptop to my phone to pretty much anywhere and learn the language of my choice. Not to mention, I'm bringing my communication skills to new heights. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, StarTalk Radio listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/StarTalk. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/StarTalk today.
Hello, StarTalk fans. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist, and I'm delighted to alert you of a brand new version of StarTalk called StarTalk Sports Edition. As most of you know, I've always had a deep appreciation for the intersection of sports and science. And on this show, alongside my co-host Gary O'Reilly and the one and only Chuck Nice, I'll be exploring the intersection of sports, science, and especially the ways technology have touched both. So catch StarTalk Sports Edition every other Friday. That's every other Friday on the main StarTalk feed. And as always, don't forget to keep looking up. Welcome to StarTalk, your place in the universe where science and pop culture collide. StarTalk begins right now. Welcome to our first episode of StarTalk Sports Edition. I'm your host, Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist. And here with me in studio are my co-host, Gary O'Reilly, a former professional soccer player from the UK, and, of course, Chuck Nice.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
And today, we have former NFL running back Arian Foster in studio. He joined the NFL as an undrafted free agent with the Houston Texans, and he still holds the record for rushing yards and rushing touchdowns for the Texans. He's now pursuing, of all things, a music career under the stage name Bobby Fino. And he hosts a podcast called Now What? Welcome to the show, Arian.
Welcome.
It's pretty funny. Just before we cameras rolled, we were talking about Monday for you.
Right.
After Sunday on the gridiron.
Right.
And recovery. I'm interested to know, like, what it takes to recover after a game. I'm not talking like practice is got to be rough enough.
Yeah.
But what happens, especially for a running back, like the kind of—
Everybody wants to tackle
that,
the running
well,
back.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, every time you touch the ball, there's contact. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your position is probably, aside from linemen, the front linemen, offense and defense line, your position is probably the only position on the field other than those two positions that's designed for contact on every single play.
Yeah.
Wait. Except when they can't catch him and he scores a touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, that's— Often.
Well, if you look at it percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, maybe not. Right.
We'd like it to be like that. But no. Right.
So recovery. Talk us through.
So, I mean, I remember it hurting. I don't know. There's no... I can't get...
Okay. Next question.
I can't... There's not a pretty euphemism I can give you, but it just hurts. And so, over the course of my career, you develop... you kind of desensitized and you become... The pain becomes normal and it becomes a part of routine. And it becomes pain management rather than... trying to avoid it. It's gonna happen. So there's a saying in football, it's like hit or be hit. And so you wanna deliver the blow rather right. than take it, because that'll hurt more and cause you more damage. So to answer your question, Mondays, it just hurt. So the technical side, you wanna get in the ice tub, you know, to try to decrease inflammation.
Okay. Yep.
And you wanna try to, you wanna eat foods that help, that are high in, antioxidants.
Once again, yeah. Once again, mitigating inflammation.
Yeah, and so that's all basically pain is, just inflammation.
We're going to get onto the dietary thing.
Yeah.
But, and jump the gun. Yeah, for sure, because you have an interesting sort of thought process during your career as far as that goes. So you're talking about your own personal mental strategy to cope with the morning after.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take you to find yourself in that place? Because obviously, you know, as a running back, there are certain things going to happen.
Right.
So how long does it really, once you're in the NFL, because the NFL's got to be a lot different to anything else that you've experienced.
Yeah.
You think?
Right.
You think? Yeah.
I'm getting there.
It's different for each junction in the career, right? So like when it's early in the career, you're kind of still young and things don't really bother you that much and you can kind of bounce back. But as you age, you notice the effects more.
As you hit 25.
Yeah.
Right. 20, yeah. As you age.
Relative, the term you'll like, relative to other football players. So as you start to age, you start to feel the effects of it more. And what you, like I said, it's kind of like what I said, alluded to earlier, is like it's about pain management. You have to find a way to manage the pain.
Yeah.
And I was in the NFL at a time where the NFL wasn't in love with the science part of the sport.
All right.
And so they were actually trying to hide some of the science part of the sport, like stuff with CTE. And so I came up, that was my era. Now they're embracing science, which the world should, but now they're embracing science and it's going to do nothing but benefit the players and their organization.
So the role that science could play in learning what can happen to your body and preventing that, concussions and other...
It's just like anything. And I'm not saying just because you're here, I'm an advocate for science, but anything that science is infused with upgrades. It just doesn't matter what it is, because it's empirical data that does nothing but help and grow whatever you're trying to do. So early on, I remember vividly as a kid and in high school and even in college, you were considered weak if you got a drink of water while you're in practice or like while you're doing workouts. It's like, no, you leave the water alone. And looking back, I was like, this is the dumbest thing possible. Because now you got guys falling out.
So that's a macho thing.
I grew up in the same ethos.
Yeah.
You know what? You're weak if you drink.
Yeah.
You're onto the sideline. You're going to see your mama. You're going to do this.
Your knees. Get your hands off your knees. I'm like, I'm tired. Like, are we pretending that we didn't run right now? What are we doing?
No, you were. Right.
I never understood.
It was peer pressure. It was coach pressure. It was a lot of it's constructed in your own mind, but it was enforced upon you all the time.
It's a culture, especially in football. Right. Yeah. It's a culture of this pretend macho ego driven thing that I was never in love with. And so you get kind of like, I used to call some of that stuff out. I'm like, why are we pretending like I'm not tired? I'm tired. I'm thirsty. I'm going to drink water. And so like you get kind of typecasted as like the bad one, you know what I mean? And
interestingly though,
you're just banging for rights.
What's funny now though is the approach to that is just the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's like, we see now that you've reached your peak. And at this point, it's time for you to take a break because that's going to increase your performance.
They're tracking how many steps
you're
taking.
Right.
And when was the last time you did take a drink and how much you did drink
and
what the electrolytes were when you did it.
That's right. And the fact is that being hydrated is probably the best thing you can do when you're doing any physical activity.
1,000%. I mean, to what we were talking about off camera was I spent the majority of my career dehydrated and I didn't know. It wasn't until my last year where the sports science side came on and like they started hooking us up to all these things while we're practicing. They took our levels, and so I didn't understand magnesium, potassium, and these things that kept you hydrated right. as a human. That I was burning more calories than I, you know, like a lot of these things that it's not common knowledge unless you have somebody who's an expert in these right. things. But it's not information you're privy to unless you go out and seek it. And yeah. so.
See, I spend a lot of my time dehydrated because I drink a lot. And I don't mean water.
As you should. As you should.
It's interesting. Everybody thinks about the harvesting of data as the telemetrics, particularly in NFL. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it now has come into the bio data. Each individual athlete's hydration levels, heart rates, everything, because...
Is that where it's gotten now? I mean, because, yeah. right, as you said, it's easy to monitor the kinematics of things. Mm-hmm. How fast did he run? How long was he running? Mm-hmm. What's the temperature outside? You have that, but mm-hmm. what's going on inside your body relative mm-hmm. to someone else's? How much energy do you have left that you might not know you have? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're ready to collapse and you don't know it, but mm-hmm. I know it because I've got the data.
They're starting to take that into account, which is a beautiful thing, but it's like when you see it, when your time has passed, you're like, are you kidding me? You know, but it is, but it's better for the players. But like, so like I said, they're starting to take that account. Whereas before, the culture of football was this one size fits all model. And I used to hate it. Cause like, for an example, we had this slate of workouts and I used to do the same things that the linemen were doing. And I'm like, this makes no sense. I don't do what they do. They don't do what I do. Why are we lifting the same? Why this doesn't make any sense? And I used to protest and I used to get, he's a troublemaker.
Did you get your ass whooped by
other
players?
No, That never happened.
No, that never happened.
did someone have a stopwatch on that?
I love it.
That was instant. That never happened.
That's so funny. It's like, we don't
Were you annoying in the gym? Were you a geeky annoying in the gym?
I was the guy like, always had something to say. Because the system was broken. And I'm like, if the system's broken, we got to fix it. Like, nice. Why are you guys not?
So you're
ahead. He's whistleblowing on the weightlifting. You know that's bad.
No. We have here is an athlete who has seen the future from where he is. Now, okay.
I would like to think that.
Thank you. See, the thing is, why am I doing the same standard practices that a guy that doesn't do my discipline of skills? Mm-hmm. I should be doing my own things. And we kind of got there in soccer happily after I finished playing, long after. But you did something that you could control yourself, which was your diet. Mm-hmm. You went to a plant-based diet. I mean, mm-hmm. while everyone else is zigging, you just often zagged.
Clearly, you can right. be as physically fit as necessary. You can gain muscle mass, and you can be, from what I understand, more energetic by just having a plant-based diet.
Wait. Were you plant-based when you were signed to the NFL?
Yes. For
the whole time?
No, not the whole time. For a short period of time. Okay. So I'll tell you, so when in 2012, for about half the season, I was plant-based. It was that summer into half the season. And the reason why I switched, we'll get into how I felt during everything, but the reason why I switched was it was just annoying to me to have to, because like right now you can walk outside and there's a vegan restaurant somewhere.
Right.
In 2012. Yeah, in 2012, that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. Not only that, I did
it. It was the salad bar.
Yeah.
It was it.
If that. Because I was in Texas.
Oh my God. By the way, the salad bar in Texas, barbecue. That's right.
It's a sprig of parsley on the barbecue.
Exactly.
That's the salad.
Right. We put some chimichurri sauce on there. It's green.
No, but so I did it in a time where it wasn't as socially acceptable. So I did it when...
You got your ass whooped for that, too.
Yeah, I mean, no, man. Nobody nobody whooped me. I'm thinking, are you trying me right now? That's twice.
I love it.
So the other thing is, you weren't a kicker. You're a running back.
Right.
And you've gone plant-based.
Right.
Wow. So how much flack did you take in the locker room?
Not necessarily the locker room, because everybody understood on my team, like, whatever I did, like, I can intellectually defend myself. Right.
For sure.
And
plus, everybody's neck. So there's a limit to how much.
Yeah, we ain't talking about mm-hmm. vegetables. But,
okay.
No, like on a national scale, it was like a national story. It got debated on sports shows, and, right. and like I got called all kind of like it wasn't like.
What about on the field?
Ain't nobody gonna
no trash talking.
I could trash talk with the best of them.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Trying me, you're gonna see.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? I'm very interested now.
You should stick around.
Yeah, I'm interested because I just want to hear some of the best stories you hear about trash talking on, now on a basketball court, you get a lot of quality trash talk on a basketball court. And you know, you see a lot of barking on the football field, but I also hear there's a lot of good trash talk that happens.
Oh, right.
One story, it's a different kind of trash.
Like one story, it was Reggie White who did the trash talking, but it wasn't him who told the story. It was an offensive lineman. He was lined up across from, and the guy was, he said he was just needling Reggie all, like half the quarter. And all of a sudden, Reggie just went like, you know, I know Jesus. You about to know him too. And then he said, and then he came off the ball and just, he said he leveled me. And he said, and I shut up.
If you pull out some gospel trash
talk. That's what I'm saying.
Gospel trash talk. Yes.
I feel like he had that one in his pocket.
Exactly.
Because
you know what you're thinking. You're just like, why you bring Jesus in?
Yeah, you're all distracted by that, right?
All right, let's try and knit these two things together. We spoke just previously.
Trash talk and vegetables.
We're gonna get to that.
It's trash. My bad.
So they bounce. They're great.
That's fine.
The recovery, post-match recovery, and going to a plant-based diet. Mm. Now, it had to be some benefits. Was recovery part of the benefit of going plant-based, do you think?
For me, yeah. And anytime I speak about this subject, I always have to preface it with it is anecdotal because there was nothing.
Sure.
I didn't really have a barometer I can gauge on anything other than me. To my knowledge, I'm the only plant-based running back that there in the NFL that there has been. So I don't have anything. So I don't know. I don't know how to gauge it. So all I can say is like, yeah, for me, after the games, I felt I noticed a difference in how my body felt. It didn't take as long to recover. The bumps and bruises, I didn't feel like were as it didn't inflict
as
much. Yeah, well, it just didn't hinder me as much. Uh-huh. It didn't hinder me as much.
So you hear that story coming up as a junior running back, as a rookie in the NFL. Do you think I recover better? I recover sooner.
No, I'm gonna
I'll
try
go
that.
Plant based.
Let me try it.
Would you advise that?
This is why I wouldn't advise it. Because in order to be plant based, you have to have extreme control of your diet. And so I have the resources in order to, like, I want this for dinner and I go get that for dinner. I can have a chef cook it for me or my lady can cook it for me. And so you also have to make sure
you're getting the right nutrients.
Yeah. You have to supplement with B12. There's a lot of things that you have to be aware of. But
B12 is a meat based vitamin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when a kid is coming up, you have for dinner whatever your mom and dad.
How
I grew up.
Unless you're Justin Bieber.
Sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? How I grew up was that whatever was for dinner was for dinner.
Yeah, for sure. So, I get you.
So for a kid coming up and he sees somebody goes plant-based, like, he might be intrigued. Just put it in your file folder and then experiment with it later. But for now, get your nutrients how you need to.
No, that's interesting because I just thought maybe if there was, particularly as running backs, contact, it is a contact sport.
Yeah.
Bordering on collision sport.
I would say collision sport.
Yeah. So, you know, anything that aids recovery has to be something that you've got to open your mind to. Otherwise, you're going to be struggling to play fit every single game.
I'd be interested it being studied.
Yeah, I'm with that.
We've got to take a quick break, but more Star Talk Sports Edition. We return.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you, like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the US on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, business tripper, or long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. And that's good, because there are a lot of me's. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels feature locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. Hey, that's me. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. That's me, too. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. Hey, that's me, too. I guess I'm just going to have to stay at all of them. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travel comes true.
Do you want to set up your child for success? Of course you do. Maybe you want to save money on private tutoring, or maybe it's just out of your budget altogether. Is this a big school year for your child? Like maybe they're starting kindergarten, middle school, or high school, or some other milestone. Maybe your family moved and they're starting at a new school. Is your child ahead? Not getting challenged enough in class? Well, we love that little smarty, but we want him to be engaged. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanation videos. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Star Talk Radio listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/StarTalk. Visit IXL.com/StarTalk to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Star Talk Sports Edition. Today, we have former NFL running back Arian Foster in studio.
All right, so we're all over the place here because we don't have a lot of time with you. I need to know, who is your favorite running back taking snaps right now?
What, favorite running back who's not in jail?
Oh, man.
Damn, that cut down the list of...
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
I don't watch a lot, but from what I've seen, probably it's a cat by the name of Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Yeah, I like his game.
All right,
cool. Growing up, man. Running back hero.
Growing up, I got two. Ooh. I got three.
Three heroes. Three's good.
Yeah, it's Eric Dickerson.
Yes. Of course.
Walter Payton.
Of course.
Yes. And Barry Sanders.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Sweet.
It's hard to get better than those
three.
I mean, yeah. Seriously. Yeah. And of the three, I got to say, the most exciting.
And LaDainian Tomlinson, I had to. I'm sorry.
What's that?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, LaDainian was great. But I got to say, like,
what you did was a new element on the periodic table.
What's that?
LaDainian?
It does. LaDainian.
I think it's LaDainian.
It's LaDainian.
Oh, LaDainian.
But LaDainian is a great element.
A very good element.
Right, exactly.
Sorry.
If only we could find the elusive LaDainian, we may be able to make this bomb.
Actually, it's in Avengers Endgame.
All right, so now I got to just, Arian, of course, I always read everybody's Twitter feed before they come on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry you did that.
Yeah.
Sorry you did that, man.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I talk a lot of junk on that.
No, your Twitter feed is awesome. By the way, it's at Arian Foster, and it's Fino is, you know, your Twitter handle. And you have on here a video that I have to know if you made the video or did you just post this video, because it's titled this. This is how cannabis
goes from a seed to harvest. And it is the whole, check this out, it's the whole video.
That's not my video. I wish it was my video.
Oh, this isn't your video?
No.
Oh, okay, you're just reposting it.
Yeah, I just retweeted it.
All right, then forget it. I thought you might
have. It's an amazing video.
It's an amazing video, but I only asked because I thought you might have some weed on you. But
so, okay, we've been to the
NFL. I somebody in the city, man. We'll holler at you after.
All right.
After the show.
We'll you up after. We got people.
This is the Alpha Party special. So, we've done NFL. Mm-hmm. We've zigged when others zagged. Where are you on your own particular journey right now? So, what are you into?
That's a great question, man.
Thank you.
Can I preface that by saying he caught my attention early because he was talking like no other football player I had ever seen. He was thinking about science. He
took his gum shield out.
He was marching to a different drummer.
Yeah.
And that drummer had some overlap in my Venn diagram as a scientist.
Nice.
How his brain is wired. And in fact, you heard him say when he was talking about his vegan experience, he prefaced it.
He said,
by saying,
this is only anecdotal.
This is anecdotal. Right? I can tell you my experience. We didn't do the official experiment.
We don't have empirical
evidence.
It could be true,
but here is my story. This is, you're talking science. That's how that works.
That's right. That's how that works.
Dude.
Yeah.
Plus you compose poetry. And so I'm all in your camp. Go.
Oh, man. Right. Great to hear that. We can end it right there. No, but my journey right now is I've been extremely fortunate to live a dream of mine, which was the NFL. So when I was 7 years old and I was born in the circumstances I was born into, I had a dream
to
be.
You were born at age 7?
Yeah. Yeah, I just woke up at age 7.
I can say
it was an anomaly.
I'm just saying that sentence the way that was composed.
But that's what
when I was
started.
7, I was born into a. Okay,
it was amazing. But that's when my dream in the NFL started. Yeah. And my dream was to get out. And when I accomplished that goal,
wait, you were not even drafted.
No, I wasn't drafted, but I had the perseverance to finish the goal, and I did that. And throughout the journey, what I learned was just that, and this is going to sound super fortune cookie, and I apologize, but it's like success is it's a relative term, and you have to define your success before you obtain it.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to be chasing the rainbow. And so I did that. But what I found out that it was a journey and it wasn't a destination. I know it's really corny, but it's the truth. And so I found out on my journey that I had such tunnel vision focus on what I wanted to do that it blinded me to the things that I really am passionate about. And so as I'm living my dream in the NFL, I realize I have access to all of these things that I wouldn't be privy to otherwise. And so I get to sit here and talk to you guys. And so I started to tap that well when I was in the NFL.
All right.
And so I say all that to say I am just enjoying the journey and everything and anything that interests me, I get into. And so I have an idea of what I want to do, but right now it's podcasting, it's music, and when I get to a certain age, I'm going back to school. And I'm
sounds like a good place to be.
Yeah,
so you got your own podcast.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Now What with me.
Now what?
Now what? Question mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Cool. You talk about the journey. Mm-hmm. Were you one of those athletes that come through high school and it was destined that you would be NFL? Or did you have that guy on your journey that said, son, you ain't going to make it?
Yeah, no, I had a whole bunch of those guys.
Nice.
I was never like the kid in town where it was like, yo, that's, he's going to be the one. I was never that. I was always, I had to fight. Like, I had to fight to get playing time in high school just on some politics stuff. But like,
So have you been back to the coaching?
No, but I've heard stories that he don't really like me. But like, so I had moved. So I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I moved to San Diego, California, because it was just a bad situation. My father wasn't there, and I was doing things I shouldn't have done.
I have to interject. The name of the Albuquerque AAA baseball team?
Albuquerque Dukes. Well, it's the Isotopes now.
Isotopes.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
the Isotopes. Because that's where they detonated the first atomic bomb.
You never three steps away from a scientific reference.
Right. With Neo.
Right.
I just thought it was cool. But go on.
It's all over our culture.
Okay, go on.
But how did you overcome the people who said, yo, man, right, you're not going to make it, or right, you're not going to do it?
It was ignorance is bliss, right? So, like, looking back, I had no chance. The probability was very low. And you just couldn't tell me anything different. I never knew anything different,
right?
And
you're the roadrunner.
I didn't
standing out on thin air.
I mean, I'm positive that there's plenty of dudes out there who have had the same dream and it didn't work out, and they're still trying to do it somehow, some way, right, and it will never work out.
Well, they believe the naysayers.
Yeah. Well, not even this. No, I think that a lot of them don't, and but they just don't have the talent. And it's not no disrespect, but,
yeah,
it's,
but both will not get you that. If you don't have the talent, no. Mm-hmm. Right. If you have the talent but don't have the drive and you believe naysayers, then you're not getting there either.
It's a multivariabled issue. But for
listen to him talk that math.
No, that's right. Because you know what? The counters are different and they align, they don't align. Now go back to that part in Albuquerque where you were doing things you shouldn't have done. I'm not gonna ask you what they were.
No, I am.
Yeah. I have an interesting story. So, and you can chime in on this. I had an early experience with psilocybin, and I don't know. We should preface it with you should always be safe with any kind of drug use or any alcohol or anything. But I had an early, like I was doing. I experimented early. I didn't have a lot of guidance earlier. I had a lot of freedom. We'll put it like that. And I had early experience with psilocybin, and I fundamentally believe that kind of changed the way I looked at the world, and it's why I look at things so analytically now, and it's why I don't see surface level things. I think it had a part to do. I can't say 100%.
No.
But I, the more I researched about that actual
trip.
Yeah. Not necessarily a trip, just the chemical. Like everybody, not everybody. A lot of people have a lot of the same experiences.
It's funny. There was a show on HBO.
Or you could take a class in physics.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to.
Land in exactly the same spot. Okay. I'm just saying. You get analytical after physics or drugs. I don't know. Which.
And when you say early, you don't. I mean, it's not like super early. Like you're not like 4 years old, like drinking mushroom tea, going, I'm tripping my face off. Like,
no, I don't have that early.
Okay. It's funny. There was an HBO show with LeBron and Anthony Davis. And LeBron was saying, out of the 11 guys he used to hang around with in high school, 5 were dead, killed. Mm. Now, and I'm watching that, and it kind of resonated with my own upbringing. Not that anyone died, but by the time half of the guys I hang around with in high school, 5 of them had been in jail. Mm-hmm. And you said you got into some bad stuff, and you came out of that environment. Do you think that was the moment your NFL career could have possibly begun, taking yourself out of, because you could have been one of those guys on the other side of the line?
Yeah, there's plenty of instances where I could have, my life could have taken another turn.
Yeah.
But luckily, I had a little voice in the back of my head sometimes.
Yeah.
He would kick in every now mushrooms. And then.
Yeah. Chuck. I'm just saying.
Voices in the head.
I'm just saying.
Another funny. Voice is okay. It's when it becomes multiple.
Multiple voices. Yeah, one voice is fine.
Yeah. So, okay, you're an NFL player, but you were never drafted.
You were not drafted.
True.
And you rose up and just were a star. And with set records, is how many of you are out there that are being completely overlooked during the draft? What formula are they using so that you're not noticed and other players are?
Is it the right formula?
Yeah. Do they just have a better highlight reel person, or what's going out of college?
Well, I think what it is it's a bell curve, right? That life is basically a bell curve, but it's a bell curve. You have guys that are quote unquote the cream of the crop, and you have guys who are viewed as not really that talented. And it's basically the eye of the observer. So it's the talent scouts for the organizations that are picking the guys. And it is of my opinion that they don't 100% know what they're doing. That
nice.
But go on. No, let him finish.
But I don't want to disrespect their craft.
Right.
But they're clueless.
I mean, I used to watch guys get drafted and I'm like, why? Like, I'm looking at him. Why would you even think he's talented? But it's a multifaceted issue. And there's so many variables involved. And a lot of the times there's business decisions involved in it too.
Right.
That come into play. So I think anytime you have like business and entertainment, it just becomes...
It gets muddled and it's never going to be what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Could it be they're only looking at the highlight reel of what someone has accomplished and they're not looking at the ambition reel of what someone will accomplish?
Well, that's the thing. He could be the most talented dude in the world and then you give him $20 million and that ambition dies.
That's it.
Right?
Because that's what he wanted.
And you never know. So you can never know. There's an old saying in football.
You're literally
football,
taking away the hunger.
Yeah, well, it's a variable. It's possible. So there's an old saying in the NFL that says you can't, there's no drill to measure heart.
Right.
So
there it is. Nope, there's no algorithm either.
Right. And by the way, you give me $20 million, I quit everything.
No more podcast, dog.
It's over.
So is that
I quit everything. It's all done. I quit everything. What you doing? I quit, bitch. That's what I'm doing.
You don't have $20 million. Sit yourself still.
My wife, I'm telling her right now, I quit.
I quit.
He doesn't mean it.
She gonna get
hacked. Washing up when he gets home. So is there a perfect set of stats for a running back? Is there a this is what it should be?
Or stats?
Is there like he's got to be this tall, this heavy, this quick, got to be able to do this? Is there a
prototypical running back?
Yeah, I think.
give him.
Well, actually, to that point, like, I feel like LaDainian Thompson was one.
Yeah,
Marshall Faulk was another.
Marshall Faulk.
We were all kind of early adapters of the new NFL. The new NFL is you have to be a three-down running back, which means you have to be able to pass protect.
That's right.
You have to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. You have to be able to run routes. And so I was one of the early adapters in that, in the transition to this generation of football now. And so
sound like an old man now, the way he's talking. Hey. Ain't but 30.
Yeah,
I
mean.
I remember when we had those leather helmets.
That's what he said.
It was so hard.
You know, I just haven't been around football in so long. I feel so disconnected to it. I 100% do. You're
That's
right.
That's cool, though, man.
We did have leather helmets.
I got to tell you something. As a retired NFL player, you're in great shape.
Thank you, man.
Let me just tell you that.
I appreciate it.
Because I know quite a few retired players, and they are fat as hell.
They balloon.
Okay.
So, jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're sitting next to a former college wrestler.
I am aware.
And how does, I mean, in this whole raft of things that you've in-depth since acting, singing, now jiu-jitsu, where does jiu-jitsu fit into the realm? And how?
Right. I would be lying if I said it was something that I was meditating and I just, it was my guy called me. He was like, yo, you trying to work out? And I said, yeah. And so I met him at the place. And he's like, it's jiu-jitsu. And I was like,
a jiu-jitsu friend of yours?
Well, I want to say he's a jiu-jitsu friend. He's a guy I used to play with that now does jiu-jitsu. His kids have been going there for years. And I was looking for new workouts because I spent my life in the gym. And so I don't really want to lift weights and stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always looking for a new innovative workout. So I was like, yeah, I'll give it a try. And when I did, I found out that it was a little more than a workout. And I fell in love with it. It's amazing. It's an amazing sport.
Cool.
Does it work mentally as well as physically?
That's what I liked about it was, if I was telling the doctor over here, it's like chess with the body.
Mm.
You're fighting for positioning and you're trying to anticipate and you're trying to trick them. Like there's ways you can trick them into thinking you're doing something, and it's like chess with the body, and it's a beautiful display of physicality. I like it.
Cool.
So give me jiu-jitsu in science, please. Doctor.
I know less about jiu-jitsu than about other martial arts.
Obviously, there's a lot of physics, center of gravity.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So your hands are on someone. You're grabbing their gi, and you are at every instant trying to feel where their center of mass is, where they could be tripped,
mm-hmm.
where they can fall off balance, and then you want to exploit that. This is the chess game he's talking about.
There you go.
You might move in a way. They respond to that move. You're just setting them up.
Yep.
And that's like a setup in a chess game. Let me lure them in, and then I'll get the king or the queen. So I think all of these sports that is hand-to-hand, it's all about the physics of your positioning, your center of mass.
Mm-hmm.
Is it lower? Is it higher? How long is your reach? Mm-hmm. Are you quick?
Yep.
You could be both thinking of the same move, but I'm quicker, then I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, and a football player would be, you'd think, especially a running back, would have very good coordination, balance, and the things necessary to make a good starter entry into jiu-jitsu.
I did okay.
But not in that video I saw you posted.
100%. That was one of the ones I did not do okay.
Oh, okay. Like
there was a guy taking photos around everybody doing like the whole class, and he just happened to snap a photo where I was getting tapped out and choked by this black belt, and I had the grimacing face, and I'm like, yo, that's when you decided to press.
You learn more from your defeats than you do from your victories.
That hurt though.
That's the whole idea about learning. Right. That is our interview
Arian.
Today with Arian Foster.
And by the way, if you've never done it, go to YouTube and look at his highlight reel. He just leaves folks in the dust as he zigzags his way to the goal line.
We got to end it here, but you've been listening, possibly even watching, our first episode of Star Talk Sports Edition. And I want to thank my guest, Arian Foster, and my co-hosts, Chuck Nice and Gary O'Reilly. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, and as always, I bid you to keep looking up.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.